President Barack Obama's new budget proposal includes more than $3 billion worth of tax credits and other spending to help the Appalachian region recover from the declining coal industry. People across the coalfields are responding with mixed feelings. In southern West Virginia, many people see initiatives from the Obama administration and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to reduce carbon emissions as an attack on their livelihoods. So it's not surprising to hear skepticism and doubt from the coalfields when the president announces intentions to throw a financial lifeline to Appalachia. 18-year-old Brock Harris of Princeton is glad to hear that Washington is paying attention to the struggles of the region, but he remains skeptical if this part of the budget will remain a priority on Capitol Hill.
We'll be able to get all the miners who lost their jobs, who have a grudge about it, that's angry about losing their jobs and didn't have anything else to do, kind of getting back on their feet.
So far, this announcement hasn't changed feelings of resentment from some coal miners. On Facebook, one coal miner even said Obama's plan gives the state money to remodel and cover up the poverty he created. A part of Obama's proposed tax credits for the Appalachian region includes $25 million to help coal communities create economic development plans. As of now, Harris doesn't plan to stay in West Virginia after college. But he says an economic development plan that includes a diversified economy might change his future.
I mean, if it works out, I would stay. I mean, if it has a better economy and it has what I'm going to school for, I wouldn't mind staying because, you know, it is my home. And if they have a better economy by that time, it would be a good thing to be able to stay and stay in my hometown that I've known all my life. But unless there's the jobs that open for me, you can't really stay in a place and have a degree for nothing.
Betsy Taylor is a cultural anthropologist who's worked for 30 years at Virginia Tech in Appalachian Studies. She says she hopes that more economic development will invest in Appalachia's vast cultural wealth.
For this to work, it's really important that people in the community are able to help design what happens and nurture the local culture, the local music. You've got to have local creativity involved. We need to really value what we've got.
A similar program was created in 2012 called the Coal Mining National Emergency Grant. The grant provides up to $5,000 per participant for in-demand jobs such as commercial driver's license or CDL, welding, electrical engineering, and more. In West Virginia, the latest count tallied 513 people that have enrolled in this training program, and 321 have completed. Funds are still available to miners that have lost their jobs through Workforce West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.